Renaissance Festival Podcast.
They travel in the night at the day's twilight, both from different paths and they both knew. Each from separate ways, growing closer every day. Strangers on a path that friendship grew. Something in the air, things that people share. Something that's revealed in dark of night. Some just stop and stare, others take the dare. There's hope that shines within the full moon's light. The days have come and gone, the months have sped along. The time for them seems to stand still. As they dwell upon the past, will the time together last? Or will it end before the winter's chill? Something in the air, things that people share. Something that's revealed in dark of night. Some just stop and stare, others take the dare. For there's hope that shines within the full moon's light. They speak of times now lost, of those who paid the cost, of families they may never see again. His songs tell stories of family, friends and love, as they share a bottle every now and then. Something in the air, things that people share. Something that's revealed in dark of night. Well, some just stop and stare, others take the dare. For there's hope that shines within the full moon's light. Our time will come and go, and we never learn to share a little while. We just go about our day, but what's the price we pay if we never learn to share a little while? Something in the air, things that people share. Something that's revealed in dark of night. Some just stop and stare, others take the dare. For there's hope that shines within the full moon's light. Something in the air, things that people share. Something that's revealed in dark of night. Some just stop and stare, others take the dare. For there's hope that shines within the full moon's light. This hope that shines within the full moon's light.
The first song was Full Moonlight, performed by Minstrel Raven from the album The Minstrel and the Harp. You can find out more at cdbaby.com by searching for Minstrel RAVN2. The Minstrel Raven is a wandering bard singing songs and telling stories. Minstrel Raven can be seen at Renaissance festivals, pirate festivals, steampunk expos, and comic book conventions. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and this show is my picks, Tony's picks. So this is Season 15, Episode 3. Show number 324. I am your host, Tony Artem. The 2018 Renaissance Festival Awards have ended. and the results will be announced very shortly. Our next band is made up of 4 friends, 8 instruments, and 1 goal: to bring listeners to the sounds of Ireland in the way that they have not been heard before. Let's listen to Castle Kelly, Congress, performed by Bubble and Squeak from the album Bits and Pieces. You can find out more about them at CD Baby by searching for Bubble Squeak 1.
this is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
In South Australia he was born.
That was Pride of Bedlam with South Australia. Welcome to Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. I am Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com. While some are still knee-deep in winters, others are ready for pirate festivities. February 15th to the 17th at historic Fort Pierce, Florida, is the 10th annual Treasure Coast Pirate Fest. It is filled with music, mermaids, and fun for the entire family. Head to treasurecoastpiratefest.com for more information. Now time for your lessons. Now I have many a mate who wish to ask others, what's the matter? What's wrong with you? And in a compassionate way. So when you have a mate you want to talk to, try, what maggots burrowing under your periwig? It will definitely grab their attention. Now, if you need pirate music in your life, head over to ScoundrelsIn.com. We have over 190 episodes featuring over 100 bands and have brand new live episodes every Wednesday night. ScoundrelsIn.com. Pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their latest album, Raise the Black, here are their musical blades with Sailing Girl.
Oh, give me a sailing girl, sailing girl, sailing girl. Oh, give me a sailing girl to bounce upon the waves. Oh, give me a sailing girl to bounce upon the waves. Make her love her sailors and the soft spray on her face. Let her stand upon my bow with sunshine on her face. I'll tie her down with rigging and I'll dress her up in lace. Oh, give me a royal girl, royal girl, royal girl. Oh, give me a royal girl to sit upon the throne.
Oh, give me a royal girl to sit upon a throne. The highness is much lower any time we are alone. A girl to smile up at me when I take her crown. And courtly rumors that come up about what's going down. We've been asked to leave some of the finest ports at sea. We may not make back this way again. Now all we need is spend the night a buck or two with Mrs. Wright. Mrs. Wright, damn, now she'll outspend. Oh, darling, won't you please take pity now on me? Fall in love just this evening. Give me a country girl, a country girl, a country girl. Oh, give me a country girl rolling in the hay. Oh, give me a country girl rolling in the hay. Her pigtails bouncing in the air and begging me to stay. Let's pretend she's innocent, but oh, fate she knows. A girl who stays quite loyal even when I come and go. We've been asked to leave some of the finest ports at sea. We may not make it back this way again. All we need is spend the night a buck or two with Mrs. Wright. Mrs. Wright, damn, now she'll have spin. We've been so long at sea, surrounded by these men. Now any port that fits our sloop looks mighty fine again. Take those scarlet pillows and you throw them on the bed. You roll around on top of them until they're playing dead. You tie up all the mask girls and make them beg for more. You sink all the ladies and you scream it all the whole. We've been asked to leave some of the finest ports at sea. We may not make it back way again. Now all we need is spend the night a buck or two with Mrs. Wright. Mrs. Wright, damn, now she'll have spin. Oh, darling, won't you please take pity now on me? Fall in love just this evening. A buck or two is all I have to spend. Oh, give me a drunken girl, a drunken girl, a drunken girl. Oh, give me a drunken girl, she might forget my name. Oh, give me a city girl, a city girl, a city girl. Oh, give me a city girl that knows the deepest lanes. Oh, give me a proper girl, a proper girl, a proper girl. Oh, give me a proper girl, she'll be so glad she came. Oh, give me a pirate girl, a pirate girl, a pirate girl. Oh, give me a pirate girl to sail the bound in May.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
Thank you.
You just heard Colorado band Kindred Spirit perform The Star of the County Down from their album Dispelling All Woes. Their instruments include recordings, penny whistle, violin, mandolin, guitar, and the Celtic harp. You can find out more about Spirit and heartfelt music of Renaissance and Celtic origins at CD Baby by searching Kindred Spirits 2. You can keep up to date by visiting us on Facebook. Search the word RenFest Podcast. Now let's go to Matt for some news updates.
Hi there, this is Matt Letter, and here are some Renaissance Festival-related news items for the upcoming weeks. On Saturday, February 16th, in Tampa, Florida, the 2019 Bay Area Renaissance Festival will start with its Highland Fling weekend. King Henry and Queen Catherine Parr invite one and all to their 16th century European village, featuring stages with live entertainment. Over 100 artisans fill the festival marketplace to display and sell their handcrafted wares for a truly unique shopping experience. Tickets to the 2019 Bay Area Renaissance Festival are available at bayarearenfest.com. Starting February 9th, the Arizona Renaissance Festival begins and goes through March 31st. Put on your costumes, grab your stein, and enjoy jousting and more at this exciting event. This year marks the 32nd season of the Arizona Renaissance Festival, and you can visit it Saturdays and Sundays until March 31st. The Arizona Renaissance Festival features 14 stages of continuous live entertainment, an outdoor circus, a medieval arts and crafts fair, mermaids, a jousting tournament with 3 performances each day, and a day-long feast. Don't forget to wear comfortable shoes and wear sunscreen. Tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival are available at bigtickets.com. From February 8th through Sunday, February 10th, at the Korenberg Renaissance Festival in Eastvale, California, Twin Mask, a Southern California LARP, will be taking place. During Twin Mask, sorcery is feared and creatures of myth have faded into seclusion. But here in a recently discovered continent, characters from all backgrounds will be called back from death and be forced to band together in order to survive and make sense of the world around them. For more information, you can visit their website, twinmask.com, get tickets on eventbrite.com, or find more information at their Facebook group, Twin Mask Chat. From February 1st through 2nd, at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, the 2019 manuscript workshop, Bits and Pieces, will be presented by the Marco Institute for Medieval and Renaissance Studies, in cooperation with the University of Tennessee Department of English. This is the 14th annual Marco Manuscript Workshop. Some manuscripts have survived the centuries bright, pristine, majestic, and complete. Most have suffered at least some minor damage or loss. Some manuscripts, however, seem no more than ragged scraps. These fragments still have much to tell us, though they might make us work to learn it. The workshop is open at no cost to anyone interested in sharing a lively weekend of discussion and ideas about manuscript studies with several of their workshop speakers. Further details are available at marco.utk.edu/ms-workshop, or you can find that link in our show notes. The Winter Renaissance Fair is beginning February 23rd and continues through February 24th in Essex Junction, Vermont. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com, so come chase away the blues at the Winter Renaissance Fair indoors at the Champlain Valley Exposition Hall. This is a family-friendly event for all ages, featuring performance troupes, including singers, musicians, acrobats, and dancers, as well as medieval and Viking demonstrations of life on the battlefield of the Old World. With artisans and craft vendors, both local and from across New England, as well as mead, wine, and cider, patrons can find fascinating items and indulge their appetites with tasty treats from cultures around the world. You can also visit vtgatherings.com to stay up to date on this exciting event. And now an event on a completely different continent. At the Duthie Street Art Supplies Store in Unley, South Australia, from February 10th through February 24th, the Liana Vargas Art Tuition will be hosting Face of Renaissance. This is a 3-day workshop ideal for people new to drawing and oil painting, and for artists who wish to brush up on techniques. This workshop includes step-by-step instructions and hands-on help to achieve successful drawing and painting study of Leonardo's beautiful portrait. You can find out more information at lianavargas.com.au. Liana is lianavargas.com.au/art-workshops-liana-vargas. Or find out more in our show notes. There is a maximum of 6 participants, so you'll want to register early. The Winter Feast Fundraiser Masquerade is coming to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. On Saturday, February 23rd at 6 p.m., the Siouxland Renaissance Festival is holding their annual fundraising event. Enjoy socializing, silent auction, item bidding, a meal, and entertainment. The theme this year is a masquerade. They list plenty of ideas for fun costumes on their site, and guests are definitely encouraged to dress up. The event will be held at the Center for Active Generations in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's plenty of entertainment and delicious meals, but you need to register very quickly at eventbrite.com or by calling 1-866-HUZZAH-1. It's also possible to email Hamish at lordhamishno@gmail.com. On the weekend of February 23rd, in Riverside, California, the Riverside Dickens Festival will be taking place this year. Celebrating the life and works of author Charles Dickens and his impact on society, our Dickens Fest is the brainchild of a small group of people who wanted to promote the cultural arts. Many vendors sell Victorian-era clothing in case guests feel inspired to dress up. There's also traditional food from across the pond, including fish and chips, beef stew, soup in a bread bowl, and meat pies. Our entertainers and vendors come from all around to bring you the greatest Victorian goods and experiences. We will list some of our featured attractions on our website, and that is dickensfest.com. If you have a favorite festival in your area, make sure to check out if there are extra special events happening, either organized by the festival or by some of the patrons. For example, at the upcoming Arizona Renaissance Festival, there are several locally organized events, such as Deaf Awareness Day on February 20th, the Renaissance Festival Ride by Abate of Arizona on February 17th, and the Blue Ribbon Army Annual Takeover the Renaissance Festival on February 16th. With all sorts of fundraisers, events, and groups, there's plenty of opportunities to experience your local festival in a new way. So make sure to check on Facebook or stay tuned to the podcast for more details as festivals start up throughout the year. And now, back to Tony.
Thank you, Matt. If you have an upcoming event, drop us a message on our page. The next song is If Music Be the Food of Love, performed by Maiden Stree from the album Charm and Fire. These three sisters bring new life to the world of Celtic and folk music. You can find out more at CD Baby by searching Maidens I.
If music be the food of love, sing on, sing on, sing on, sing on, till I am freed and filled with joy. For then my listening soul will move, for then my listening soul will move, the pleasures that can never cloy. Your eyes, your mind, your tongue declare that you are music everywhere. Your eyes, your mind, your tongue declare that you are music everywhere. Pleasures invade both my and ill, so fierce, so fierce, so fierce, so fierce. Feast there are, and all my senses feast there are. My other treat is only sound. Sure, I must perish by your charms. My grace will save me in your arms. Sure, I must perish by your charms. Unless you save me in your arms.
A special thanks to our honorary minions, Brad Boucher, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find out more about Jesse Linder on Facebook at jesse.linder. Thank you so much for all of your support.
If you like our show, please consider helping us bring you more music by becoming a Patreon backer. Patreon members receive exclusive thank you gifts and content, free CDs, and access to the new Liner Notes podcast. Find out more information at patreon.com/renfestpodcast.
And a shout out to the following friends of the podcast, Stephen Conroy and Mari Vopio.
And as always, thank you for your support.
Ladies at Play song, Once Upon a Cherry Blossom, from the album Once Upon a Waltz. Ladies at Play is a high-spirited and musical, adventurous dance band from Oklahoma. They perform a wide variety of folk and ballroom-like dance tunes. You can find out more at ladiesatplayband.com. Patrick Rigger wrote, "Hello, I am a longtime listener of the podcast since way back in 2006. You asked what people do while listening to the podcast. I do a few things, clean the house or work on a hobby, but I also listen in the car. I am a Lyft driver and will play carefully selected episodes for my passengers. The response from people who say anything is always positive. They like the music, they've been to a fair, or they have always wanted to go to one. Thank you for all of the years of great music. We would love to hear what you do while listening. Drop us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Facebook. The next two men decided to share their love of Celtic and pirate music. From their album Good Rum, Bad Sheep, here is Landlocked from Let Her Go Down, You can find out more at landlocked.com.
Sometime in October, we sailed from England's shore. We sailed into a raging storm like I've never ever seen before. And all of the crew, they were brave men, but the captain, he was braver. He said, "Never mind the ship, me boys. None of us here can save her. Let her go down. Swim for your lives. Swim for your children. Swim for your wives. But let her go down. Just let her go down." Lost in the open ocean, there were some of the crew. The bottom of an angry sea, and with his dying breath we all heard him say, "It's just the fortunes of a sailor." He said, "Never mind the ship, me boys. None of us here can save her. Let her go down. Swim for your lives. Swim for your children. Swim for your wives. But let her go down. Just let her go down." He wondered if his shipmates were ready just to pray and give in. So he called their names out one by one, but there was no one else around but him. He saw the ship go down in the fading light, and he knew they could have saved her. Said the captain lied when the captain cried, "None of us here can save her. Let her go down. Swim for your lives. Swim for your children. Swim for your wives. But let her go down. Swim for your lives. Swim for your children. Swim for your wives. But let her go down. Just let her go down."
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
No!
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 Who will you marry on Bounty Day? Is the lad ye choose? Ride you quickly now on your mare. He shall ride a stallion safe there. Toss folly wreath in the ring. He the wizard soon shall be king. Now how will you know him on Bountany morn? By the blue of his tunic and horns say golden. Of all the lads, he shall be merrily clad in the sky's own hue. Ride you quickly now on your mare. He shall ride a stallion safe there. Toss folly wreath in the ring. He the wizard soon shall be king. Now what have you there in the palm of your hand? 'Tis the pip of the ripe coin. Say, grand, say, fairy, the scene in our bed. Loving him, holding him, I shall beget a son. Ride you quickly
canal. On your mare he should ride a stallion, say fair. Toss a holly wreath in the ring, he that wears it soon shall be king. But what if you shatter the palm of your king? 'Tis the part of him bearing the spring, say joyful. Such a fine lad to learn to kill what he will when the laird's reign is done. Ride quickly now on your mare, he shall ride a stallion, say fair. Toss holly wreath in the ring, he that wears it soon shall be king. Ride quickly now on your mare, he shall ride a stallion, say fair. Toss holly wreath in the ring, he that wears it soon shall be king.
Hi, this is Danny Fott.
And Alex Fott.
And we're introducing Music the Gathering's first album, Oval One.
It's Level.
Is that what that means? Okay, let's call it Level One. We just saw them perform at the Brevard Renaissance Fair. Well, actually, I was watching a different act. I'll let you tell the story for how you discovered these guys.
He was watching an act, but it wasn't exactly what I'd call interesting. So I saw what happened to be Music the Gathering, and I thought, they look way more fun. And so I went over, and it actually turned out it was really fun.
And so later he insisted that I go see their next set, and it turns out these guys are pretty good. I really enjoyed it. That last song, by the way, was Beltane Wedding Dance. You might have noticed that they didn't say Beltane. So we went back and listened to the songwriter's rendition of it by Gwydion Penderwyn, and he had a yet a different pronunciation of it. But we did find a recording by Diane Lynn, who also says Beltany. So I don't know.
I'm saying Beltany.
The Irish pronunciation, I'm pretty sure, is different from all of the above. So here is what Music the Gathering has to say about their album.
They say it was fueled by green tea, several different kinds of cheese, and allergy medication. Ozzie, Liv, and Marco take listeners on an epic journey of musical storytelling. You will laugh, you will cry, you will look up the word Beltany on Wikipedia.
Which is funny because that's actually what we did when we were trying to figure out how to say it. All right, the next song, also from Music the Gathering's album Level One, is
Savage Daughter.
And that was written by Windrith Bergensdaughter. And did that remind you of somebody hearing that song?
Yeah, one of my sisters.
We won't say which one. You'll find them online where you can buy their album at musicthegathering.com.
I am my mother. The one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child dances in darkness and sings heathen songs by the light of the moon, and watches the stars and renames the planets, and dreams she can reach them with a song and a broom. My mother's child curses too loud and too often. My mother's child laughs too hard and too long, and howls at the moon and sleeps in ditches, and clumsily raises her voice in this song. I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. Hey!
and deep in our bones the old songs are waking. So sing them with voices of thunder and rain. We are our mother's savage daughters, the ones who run bare for cursing sharp stones. We are our mother's savage daughters. We will not cut our hair.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Well, every man got roaring drunk, some still not sober yet. As long as that bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Well, O'Leary came with the bagpipes, some music for to play. Oh, that's how they showed their respect to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin of shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Now Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his gang came tearing down the streets. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle on the corpse to keep that liquor cold. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin of shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. At 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying a junk, well, Doyle lifts that icebox lid and sees poor Patty's mug. And we stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at 3:15, we argued it was 9. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we finally left the house. Everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out south. And someone asked Lou Milligan if anyone had died. Well, Lou says, he, I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, winked at one another. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. We stopped the hearse on George Street in the old red door saloon. Yes, we went in there at 8:15, didn't come out till noon. And we marched along to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. But when we got to the grave, we found we'd left poor Pat behind. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, winked at one another. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Jonathan Ramsey sings of Irish stories. He sings, plays the guitar, and stomps out a beat on a tight drum and tambourine all at the same time. This was his version of The Night That Patty Murphy Died from his self-titled album. You can find out more about Jonathan Ramsey at jonathanramseymusic.com. King of the Fairies, performed by Cod from their album A Loss for Word. You can find out more at cdbaby.com and search for K-A-A-D. That will do it for this podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Recently, I got news here at the podcast that Snap, Crackle, and Pop had been murdered. Apparently, it's a serial killer. That will do it. We'll talk to you all soon.
Fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.